With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. President Nangolo Mbumba, speaking at the Summit of the Future, said it represents a timely and urgent call to choose a path toward peace, prosperity, and sustainable development. In his opening address at the summit, which Namibia is co-facilitating with Germany, President Mbumba urged UN member states to pool their resources and tackle global crises directly.
Leave this summit with renewed commitments and concrete action plans to eradicate poverty, eliminate hunger, tackle climate change, and build a global economy that works for all. First, the UN must empower nations and regions to adopt comprehensive pathways to provide economic opportunities and prosperity. Second, the UN must strengthen global agreements and institutions to ensure the effective implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals. Thirdly, the UN must be equipped to finance these goals through an innovative global financial architecture.
Meanwhile, African countries are struggling with crippling debt burdens, spending more on debt repayments than on health, education, and infrastructure. The United Nations Summit for the Future is focusing on reforming the international financial architecture to create a fairer system for poorer nations. Shari Spiegel, Head of Economic Affairs at the UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs, had this to say.
When countries were hit by the COVID crisis, which hit the global economy, which many of the poorest countries were, in a sense, hit economically the hardest because they not only didn't have access to vaccines, they also didn't have the money to respond to the crisis. And that, in a sense, is what the global architecture is supposed to be helping us with. It was set up in the aftermath of World War II to help rebuild Europe, but became the IMF, for example, is at the core of the global financial social safety net to help countries when crises happen. And yet we had a crisis and the international system fell short.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has set a new investment target of 2 trillion rand by 2028, following the early achievement of the country's previous 1.2 trillion rand goal. Speaking at the SA-US Business Forum, Ramaphosa invited US investors to explore opportunities in sectors like renewable energy, manufacturing, and infrastructure.
We are now in a new era. We are addressing the challenges that could have discouraged people to look at us as a very good investment destination. We are deeply honored that there are some 600 or so US companies that are invested in our market.
Nigeria is calling for African countries to be permanent members of the United Nations Security Council. The country's Minister of Defense, Abubakar Badaru, made the demand at the ongoing 79th United Nations General Assembly in New York. Ajek Mangut has more.
The defense minister says Africa needs to be given a chance for inclusivity, deepening global peace and building trust. He said Nigeria has made its impact on international peace by contributing troops and civilian experts to many African countries, including Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Mali. The minister, however, says there are emerging security threats on the continent that require renewed efforts to tackle, which include stopping illegal financial flows as well as arms and light weapons.
And the UK's Foreign Secretary has expressed deep alarm at civilian casualties from the escalating conflict across the Israeli-Lebanese border. David Lammy called for a ceasefire on both sides following the deadliest day of conflict between Israel and Hezbollah since 2006 as fears of an all-out war grow.
British Foreign Secretary David Lammy said he is, quote, deeply alarmed by rockets and airstrikes in Lebanon and Israel and resulting civilian casualties. He warned that further escalation risks even more devastating consequences and added he would emphasize his call for an immediate ceasefire from both sides at his meeting with other G7 ministers. Lammy's statement followed the heaviest exchange of fire between Hezbollah and Israel in the past year, with the Lebanese health ministry saying Israeli bombing killed 492 people on Monday. The UN Refugee Agency has said tens of thousands of Lebanese civilians are fleeing Israeli bombing in southern Lebanon, with those numbers expected to rise. Simon Gaitan, London.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.